From the verb innovare, which means simply to innovate, to reform, or to change. But what is innovation? It's often tough to define, but we know it when we see it. It's a new idea, creative thoughts, new imaginations, methods, theories, it's bettering ourselves. But we take these actions often out of necessity. So what if we could harness the scrapper mentality, the hustler, the actions of those who are just trying to survive, and put it into everyday use? This is my passion project. I've attended some of the world's largest innovation conferences, developed the latest and greatest technology, and produced change within organizations who were built on and preach tradition. Now I'm here to help entrepreneurs and everyday individuals make small changes and establish a new normal through new methods, ideas, and standards to change your life forever. I'm Roy Edwards, and welcome to the Innovare Project.
I welcome you to Innovare. Yeah, this is where we innovate. This is the podcast where changes are made. If you're not growing, then you're dying. Innovation is the key to surviving. This is Innovare, where we ain't scared to make that change and create a new way. If you're ready to learn and sit back and just chill, it's about to get real. This is Innovare.
What's up, guys? Welcome into 2021. First off, welcome into 2021. We made it out of there, but welcome into the Innovare podcast. I'm your host, Roy Edwards, and this is the podcast that helps you innovate, change, and increase your mindset towards productivity, success, and we are here to help entrepreneurs and everyday people make those small changes towards progress. If this is your first time, welcome. You know, welcome to the family here, guys. This is, we are a family. We're a community of like-minded individuals here because of innovation. And if you are a returning member and you are a returning member of the family, welcome back, guys. Also, grab and rank, please. Helps us out, guys. We want to keep this podcast free. I don't ever want to charge for this thing. So the more that you subscribe and rank, the more it helps us out and keeps us in that top 100 in the US for technology podcasts. So, which this week we're going to get pretty technical. And I want you to just bear with me because I'm going to teach you how to attack your goals so that you do not miss your goals this year. And then you can bring on, instead of just having on one resolution, you can bring on multiple resolutions. I am bringing on 8 resolutions this year. Last year I had 9. So I'm going to teach you how you can take these resolutions. Instead of just having one, you can have multiple resolutions and you'll be able to attack them equally. And you'll be able to sit at the end of the year and go, huh, man, look at everything I got accomplished, instead of saying, man, what was my resolution again? So first off, if you haven't listened to my podcast on epics, please go back and do so, because that episode will play into this episode, because this episode we're going to get into sprints. And if you haven't listened to the epics one yet, then I highly encourage you to do so. It's not necessary. You don't have to, but it will help you better understand what an epic is in terms of those major goals. But you can use your resolutions too. You know, it works the same way. It's all about reverse engineering these goals, breaking them down into bite-size 1-degree changes. And so how do we make those 1-degree changes? What's the 1 in 60 rule? Well, we're going to cover all that. So let's get started. Happy New Year. If you guys are listening to this podcast, that means that you are wanting 2021 to be better than 2020, which, who doesn't want that, right? Last year, the last 52 weeks have been absolutely crazy. Things that we couldn't have predicted, but things that we can absolutely get through. And so this year, I'm going to teach you how to hold on to those resolutions throughout the whole year. Last year, I had 9 resolutions, and I was able to accomplish 6 of the 8. The two that I didn't get, I did not read the entire Bible. That is rolling over into my 21, and I did not pass one of my certifications that I had to take, which I enrolled in it, studied for it, did everything for it. And then when it came time to take the exam with COVID and everything like that, it actually got postponed. So I do have the credit, which I'm rolling over into 21 as well. So that is something that I feel like enough people don't do. So before I get into sprints and how to break down your sprints, I'm going to piggyback on Epics. And if you didn't listen to my entire podcast on Epics, that is still available. You can go to InnovariPodcast.com, look up the What Are Epics podcast, and it'll teach you how to break down and choose your epic quest that you're about to go on. And if you do not accomplish an epic, if you don't accomplish a sprint and you don't accomplish a task, roll it over. Just move it and continue to attack it. Just because it's a new year doesn't mean that we don't continue to go after anything that we wanted in 2020. It's not that they magically disappear into the universe or anything like that, right? They don't just disappear. If you still want them, then continue to go after them. And so I set multiple epics. That's just part of the way that I am. If you want to read more on epics and how I go about my epics, then go listen to that other podcast. But today I'm going to teach you about sprints. And so let's talk about sprints, right? Now, in that previous episode, I did talk about what an epic was and the reasoning behind them. And so this is that next step. And so with the new year here, your resolutions should become your epics, right? Stop calling them resolutions, start calling them epics. This is your epic journey that you're about to go on. No more resolutions. Resolutions, we couldn't follow through with resolutions. So we're completely nixing the term and we're going into epics. Now, I tend to stay away from epics that I can't directly control or that hold on to one-time endings. So I'll read you off my 2021 epics if you want. I did it with all of my children as well. And so here are my 2021 epics. So first off is to launch a training platform. I've been working on it for about 2 years, developing the curriculum. And so this is the year that it finally gets launched. I do have a lot of the things already in place. So this one I should be able to hit. Second, I'm doing 75 hard. And I'm going to take more accountability for my health. Third, I'm going to spend more family time. Four, I'm going to buy a new house. We do own the house that we have now. But when we purchased this house, my wife and I, we had one child. Now we have four. And somehow magically this house has shrunk. Whereas before it was, I remember moving into this house and thinking, wow, this is our forever home. This thing is huge. And now it's gotten small. kids are in bunk beds now. So that a new house is on the list. I do have save a specific dollar amount. That one I have gotten extremely specific with. I do have read the Bible, which I've rolled over. And then I've read 12 books and be a better brother. You could also change the 12 books to a book a month, right? Same equivalent. But I noticed I didn't say anything like, although 75 hard does have a specific end date, but it's more of developing the lifestyle. A healthy lifestyle would be a better alternative to saying I want to complete 75 hard. So for instance, I don't like putting something like I want to run a specific event, right? I want to run a marathon because it is extremely worthy of a goal and it's a great goal to have. What happens if that goal is at the beginning of the year? What if you're running a marathon in March? Right? I think a more lofty, better goal for your year end or for your epic would be along the lines of shooting for a specific total distance and run, which could include also running that same marathon. So you want to run the marathon in March, but you don't want to end your epic quest in March, right? You still have, you know, a lot of the year left, right? There would still be 9 months left in your year, and you don't want to just give up your epic quest because then you're going to be looking for something new to do, right? And maybe that's why you want to set multiple epics could be another way around that. Like I just read off, I have, I believe, 7 or 8 epics this year. So it could be potentially do that. But if you just want to set one, then amend the way that you talk about your epics. Again, let's go back and listen to that podcast if you like. So now we have our marathon, right? No pun intended, in our epic. So that's our marathon. Our epic is our marathon. And so now what, right? Well, that's where sprints come in. And so a sprint is a 2-week period where you should be attacking your goals and documenting them. These sprints are made up of measurable tasks that we can chip away at on a daily basis through what you've probably heard me refer to as bricks. But how do sprints work, right? So I'm going to get a little technical, grab a pen and paper, take some notes, because I'm going to throw a lot of information at you here in the next 15 or so minutes that is going to extremely help you break down your 2021, but it's going to be a lot. You're about to get potentially overloaded with information. So write this down, listen to this episode a few different times, right? So first off, there are a couple different ceremonies that go into your sprint planning, right? And so I'm going to introduce to you now those three ceremonies. There are three major ones that take place during a sprint period. Those are planning, the review, and retrospective. So first off, we're going to start with sprint planning. And so sprint planning is when you choose what will come into the next 2-week period. So you have your epics. Now you've reverse engineered and you've broken down your epics to know what milestones you need to hit in order to reach those epics. You've thought about it. You've planned it out. And now you're sitting down to say, what can I do over the next 2 weeks? That's your sprint. And what are you going to accomplish? If something doesn't get accomplished, then that's okay. Just like how I had said that I had epics from 2020 that I didn't get accomplished and I'm rolling them over. You know, while it's not ideal that something doesn't get accomplished or has to roll over in a 2-week period, it doesn't mean it's the end of the world, right? It's not ideal, not the end of the world. But, you know, we want to account for those. We want to roll over as least amount of tasks as possible. And so we know while saying this that all tasks are not made equal, right? There's different levels of effort. There's different things that are going to challenge you at different levels. And so we want to make sure that we're accounting for those things. So let's use that running example again. If you put in your sprint to say, I'm going to run 3 miles a day, right? That's one of the tasks that you have to accomplish in the next 2 weeks, right? That does not carry the same level of effort or weight as I'm going to order supplements this sprint, right? Maybe you're bringing both of those things in. One is a lot harder to do than the other. And so how do you balance that? How do you balance knowing that, you know, those tasks or those bricks are going to take different levels of effort? And so that's where I'm introducing scoring to you. And so while I might starting to be getting a little complex here, trust me when I say this will make the review and the reflection ceremonies extremely simple if you do this one thing, the scoring. And so we score out our tasks using something called the Fibonacci sequence, which you can use it if you want. You can Google it to see the whole scoring system of Fibonacci. It's a little more technical. It goes by 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 13, and so on. I don't go any higher than 13, by the way. But if you'd rather not get that detailed, a simple 1 through 5, where 5 is extreme level of effort, 1 is a simple task, something that could be done in less than a day. 1 could be order supplements. 5 could be I'm going to run 3 miles a day. You understand? Good. So the 1 through 5 will work. Just make sure that you're staying consistent. And you want to stay consistent at what you rank your tasks from one sprint to the next, because that's what really matters. If you've ranked run 3 miles a day out of 5, then that task stays a 5 for the remainder of the year. Doesn't change, can't change it, and needs to stay at a 5 consistently. Now, if you get faster and maybe you're running 5 miles, then we can drop the level of effort of the 3 miles. But if you're staying consistent and that's going to be what it is that you run, then you need to maintain that scoring. Still with me? Good. So once you've scored out your sprint, say you have 5 tasks or 5 major groupings, 5 things that you want to get accomplished over this next sprint. So I have that I want to run 3 miles a day. I want to order supplements. I need to go pick up some running clothes. I need to get some running shoes. And maybe I want to read or research about running routes within my neighborhood, right? So running 3 miles a day, that's a 5. I'll say the research is a 3 and the order supplements and the close, we'll put those both at ones. So I have two ones, a four, and a five. So that is, if my math is correct, that is 11. Now, I have 11 points that I have to get accomplished in the next 2 weeks. Following me? Good. So now that we have our sprint scored out, now that we've gone through our sprint, we've gotten our things accomplished over those 2 weeks, now it's time for the next ceremony. That's reflection and review. So during the review ceremony, you want to ask yourself, what was the score that I set out to do? If you remember, we just had an 11. What did I actually get accomplished? Maybe you didn't get the full 11 accomplished. Maybe you got 9, right? Or maybe I got 6. And so then you need to ask the next question, should I lower my score or should I raise it? These are called velocity reports. So when you get into big teams and you're going over this methodology through large organizations and large teams, which, by the way, there's something called the two pizza rule that states that if your development team or the team that you're working on is larger than can be fed by two large pizzas, then your team's too big. So think about that as you're putting together your teams. You don't want to have too many cooks in the kitchen. Put down two large pieces of pizza, and if everybody's had their fill at the end of that, you're good, right? That's a good judge of how many people are on your team. And it's called the two pizza rule. It's one that I use when developing my teams. And so with velocity reports, they could raise a good velocity report that we generally pick. If it's a 3 or 4 person team, we're generally around 60 points. So between 15 and 20 points for an individual. That's generally what somebody can take on during a 2 week period. Now, you don't want to just shoot for 20 the first time. That's why I did that 11. Maybe we start at 11 and then we can say, you know what? I got all my 11 points done this week. I'll bump it up to 15. Now I can bump it up to 17. Now I can bump up to 18. And you can look at that score and you can say, you did what, 20 points this sprint? Amazing. Awesome. We're going 22 next sprint. Didn't get your 20? Okay, no problem. Let's lower it down to 18 or 15. These velocity reports will set you up for success and eliminate that burnout that we see a lot of. Right? Because if you're constantly not hitting your mark, then adjust the mark. It's still progress. But if you don't adjust that mark and you're going to get overloaded and you're going to burn out by trying to reach a goal that in your mind you've set out to think that's not possible. So you need to take a hard look at what it is that you're accomplishing. And that's why I love scoring, is because it helps you balance that burnout. And so the final ceremony here might be the most important. And that is the retrospective. So the retrospective comes with asking yourself 3 simple questions. And there is a 4th question at the end of it, but it starts with these 3. What did I do right? What did I do wrong? And what can I do better? And really harp on those questions. And if you have a team, then ask everyone those questions. Every single person needs to be asked those questions and they need to be documented, because these are what's going to help you going into the next sprint. And once we can identify what we did right and what we did wrong and what we can get better at, we can then look at that last question to what we can try differently. So what can we do different? And it's these small tweaks that will keep you on track, put you ahead of schedule, and it's these small 1% changes that will help you to end up where you want to be at the end of the year. We don't want to keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over again if we're not reaching our goals. We want to aim for that 1 degree change. So this 1% or 1 degree changes makes more of a difference than you might imagine. It's the small tweaks, right? Don't try and come out and make huge, massive changes in one day, because you're going to run into burnout. And so I'm going to tell you a little story and a little example about the 1 degree. So in 1979, there was a passenger jet carrying about 257 people that left New Zealand for a sightseeing flight to Antarctica and back. And so the pilots did unaware, however, that there was a minor 2-degree error in the flight coordinates. 2 degrees. This placed the aircraft 28 miles to the east of where the pilots thought they were going to end up. And so as they approached Antarctica, the pilots descended to lower altitude to give the passengers a better look at the landscape so they could see Antarctica. And although both of these pilots were experienced, neither of them had made this particular flight before. So they were new on this flight path, and they had no way of knowing that that incorrect coordinates, again, of just 2 degrees, had placed them directly in the path of Mount Erebus. It's an active volcano that rises from the frozen landscape to a height of more than 12,000 feet. Okay. Sadly, this story has a sad ending. The plane did crash into the side of the volcano, and it killed everybody. Everybody on board of that plane is dead. And it was a tragedy, and it brought a huge eyeballs, you know, a huge focus on the importance of minor errors and the importance of only a few degrees. And so then experts in air navigation began to put together some research and looked into rules, and they developed a rule of thumb that's now known as the 1 in 60 rule. And so the rule states that for every 1 degree a plane veers off its course, it misses its target destination by a mile for every 60 miles you fly. So for every 60 miles you fly, you're going to be off course by 1 mile. Meaning the further you travel, the further you are from your destination by those little degree changes. So if you're off course by just 1 degree after 1 foot, you'll miss your target by 0.2 inches, which is not that big of a deal, right? Trivial. But after 100 yards, you'll be off by 5.2 feet. Okay. After a mile, you'll be off by 92.2 feet. Okay. That one degree is starting to show a little bit. If you veer off course by 1 degree flying around the equator, you'll land almost 500 miles off your target. 500. So the point here is that small actions accumulated over a long period of time make a huge difference. So take advantage of the 1 degree. So attacking your epics and planning is extremely similar to this. Flying a plane. Both involve trying to reach your destination as efficiently and quickly as you can. And both involve small changes. So what if we took that same 1 in 60 rule and applied it to days? It states then for every month, you'll have a half mile closer, right? 6 months, you'll be 3 miles. Full year, you'll be 6 miles closer. That's at 1 degree change. Now, what if we made multiple 1 degree changes after every 2 week sprints? Again, we're going into that retrospective. Well, there's 26 sprints in a year. It's 26 degrees of change, which means 154 miles. Pretty crazy, right? So instead of trying to complete your year-end epic in a month or making a mad push at the beginning of the year, pace yourself. Make that 1 degree change every 2 weeks. And if you really want to sprint, do it the agile methodology way and do it in 2 week intervals. Go hard on those 2 weeks. So this year, write down your epics, be reminded of them, have fun with them. And most importantly, know that small things done today are the real secret to completing them at the end of the year. Thanks for checking out another episode of the Inivari Podcast. You can listen to all episodes at InivariPodcast.com, on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever your podcasts are found. If you enjoy watching podcasts, check us out on YouTube for a visual behind-the-scenes look at all Inivari Podcast episodes. We have recently released a community of entrepreneurs. Find us on Facebook at Inivari Mindset. That's Inivari Mindset, to join the private group of entrepreneurs changing the world. Until next time, guys, see ya.